there. Okay, anyway, it's been a very exciting day today. And we've been able to learn Torah, Baruch Hashem. We've got a Parsha class up. Okay, we're in the Rambam, Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav, Chapter 6, Law 15. Remember, we talked about two oaths that you make, right? And you make one contingent on the other oath, and we said you gotta nullify them in the right order so they can be nullified. Remember, we said the golden rule, an oath cannot be nullified till it first takes effect. You can't nullify it before it takes effect. So there's a couple more scenarios, two more short halachas that use that same idea. It's not difficult. He says like this, Yud Tesvav, Nishba Shalo Yehana Leploni. He makes a vow that he shall not give benefits to another fellow, right? Vishalo Yehana Lechacham Shishalo Shvuzo. And he will not give benefit to any chacham who will nullify that oath.
Oh, gosh.
He says, I make an oath, I'm not going to give Howard any pleasure from my stuff. Nothing, Howard. Sure. And guess what? And if I go, and if Martin will nullify it, then Martin can't have any pleasure from me either. And now he regrets them. What's the order of how he has to nullify them or remove them? First of all, Nishal Rishona, he has to first take the first one. That means he goes to... So now that the first one's nullified, oh, now Martin, you can't have any hanah from me. And once that, now it takes effect, then he can nullify the second one. I can't nullify the one that Martin can't have pleasure from me because it hasn't taken effect yet because he hasn't nullified the oath yet. So once we nullify the first oath, now the second oath kicks in. And now before I give him any pleasure, I nullify that one in that order, and it cannot be done in the reverse order. Okay? Tezayin, similar idea. Nishba shalo yehanapu. I make an oath that Howard should not have any hanah from me. And if he does, fahareihu nazir imishol ashul. And if I go and try to nullify that oath I made, I now say I'll be a nazir. Right? I make an oath not to help you, and if I go to Martin and nullify it, I will become a nozer. So which one does he have to nullify first? Same thing. Yishol Ashvus, first nullify the first oath. We'll now revoke it. We'll open it up, nullify it, and now I become a nozer, as it were. And then, so then you nullify the nizirus. That's the same idea. We're just saying you got to do it one at a time before they come into effect. You can always revoke them. How long can you revoke them? We're going to see shortly. Yud Zayin is a fascinating halacha that there's many questions on this Rambam, and I can't give you all the answers to it. We'll at least know what the problems are. We already said, Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua, you recall. You can't make an oath come on top of another oath because you're not adding anything. Remember we said, you make an oath, if I could do whatever I want, right? I could eat it, not eat, whatever. Now I've made an oath, either I won't eat it or I will eat it. That's an oath. But now once I can't eat it, I can't make another oath again and say, well, I can't eat it because it's not, unless we added something to it. Yeah. Remember, we added more. Mm-hmm. So but now we're going to qualify this a little bit. And it's some parts are understandable and some aren't. Yud Zayin. This is what he does. Shvua shlo ochalom. He makes oath number one, saying, I will not eat today. Right after that, he makes oath number two. Shvua shlo ochalom. I make an oath I will not eat today. Then waits a minute. Shvua shlo ochalom. Makes a third oath I will not eat. He's made three oaths I will not eat today. So without any further, and just based on the limited knowledge, we said, well, I guess the next two don't even start. The
second two don't
even start. That's not so necessarily. Oh, let's say, or he says, oh, Shomer, al kikar zu shvur shlo, I make an oath I will not eat this bagel. Shvur shlo, again, I make an oath I will not eat this bagel. Shvur shlo, a third time, I'll make an oath not to eat this bagel. Okay, now, let's go through the orders. Now, there's a lot of options, possibilities. If he nullifies the first oath first, second oath first, third oath first, let's see what happens, what works, what happens. Well, he said like this. Now, what the basic thing he's going to say is, even though we said an oath doesn't fall on an oath, we mean to punish you. To punish you. It doesn't work.
For activation,
but they still need to be nullified. In other words, even if I make two oaths, Yeah, you're right. If I go against it, you're not going to punish me twice. But there were two oaths.
Now, if so I won, somehow, the other still exists.
Somehow we have to nullify all these oaths in one way or another. And if we don't, I will transgress, but I won't be punished necessarily. Sure. That's where it gets a little... Let's just go through it. We're going to see what the problems are. I don't understand, and parts I do understand.
Remember you said before that certain times...
I know, if you add on to it, but we didn't...
It doesn't even
activate. But we didn't add. Anyway, but that's what he's going to modify here. Okay. He's saying you won't get lashed...
But you're
if you eat, you're not going to eat the last three times.
But
those oaths
real.
Have to come off. Yeah. Still have to come off.
Otherwise, you're bound by
so it. Now, what happens? Let's say what happens. Vinishal Asur Rishona. Let's say he tries to undo the first one. For Hutrin, it's removed. Okay, now that that's removed, what now happens?
Second
and third are still there. Hareza Chayiv Mishum Shvirit. Now if he eats, he's chayev for the second one. He doesn't say the third, interestingly.
Because
we could say the third one has not yet come into effect. Because yeah. Once the first one falls off,
the second one
now, it's like hanging in the ether.
Yeah.
So now it's something to go on. Why could the second one not work? Because the first one's already prohibited it.
Right. Cool.
But once you've nullified it, so in other words, when you make the second one, it's not the second one, it's like nothing. It's like hanging in the ether.
It's in abeyance.
And I can't punish you for nothing, but once the first is out, it's like I never said it.
Right.
We can't, when we say the second oath doesn't go on the first oath, it doesn't mean the oath wasn't made. It's there. It's somewhere there. It just
doesn't grab on.
Oh, doesn't grab on. But now if I've retroactively taken off the first, well, the second one's still, that's what we're saying, it's still there. So therefore, now you eat, you nullify the first you eat, now you're going to be chayiv mishum shvirit. You're going to be chayiv for the second oath, right? It's not wasted. And now, if there's a place for it to catch, it catches, right? The second now the second one retroactively comes into effect, right? But I guess nothing would happen. Shouldn't get punished for the third oath, though. Because
well,
the third oath hasn't been activated
yet.
But what if you also nullified the second one?
Then
Chayim Yishum Shlishis. You're Chayim Shlishis. So far, so good. So far, everything seems pretty logical, right? Now, what if Nishal Shlishis Bavad? What if he only nullifies the third oath without nullifying the first two?
Doesn't the first one remain?
Now, the question is, but wait a minute. Didn't we say you can't nullify an oath until it's activated?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I see.
In other words, if the second one would have been knocked out, then I could knock out the third one.
Uh-huh.
Right?
But
it's kind of funny, right? Let's hang around there. So it's not so simple what's going on over here. So he says, Chayv mishum rishon and shnir. Chayv for the first and second. Now, that's kind of hard to understand. I can understand why you're high for the first. I don't really understand why you're high for the second.
The second stays in advance.
So, but he says you're high, maybe he means you're high for the first and second, meaning the first you are, and if you would nullify the first,
still
maybe
around.
Then the second.
If you go back,
maybe
there,
you can potentially be high for it. You have to squeeze something into this Rambam.
It's still
over
in advance.
Nishala Shnia, what if you only nullified the second one out of the three? Chayv Mishum Rishona, and then there's a brackets that says there's Shlishis, which I don't understand the brackets. You'd be Chayv on the first.
What's in brackets?
So he's
third.
If
you nullify the second, you're Chayv on the first and the third.
Right.
Third, how can you be Chayv? You got
because
the first
the second one.
One
disappears, now the third becomes two. It just
but you still had the first. The second one never really did till the first.
I know, but the third one is like the second one was.
The second one never was.
Never was.
No, but it's in abeyance too, so the third one becomes in abeyance.
But if it's a domino, but the first one hasn't moved.
Right. I know, but if you've nullified the first after you've nullified...
He didn't. Well, no,
then,
maybe.
Then the third one comes in.
You'd have to squeeze that in also.
It's similar to the other.
Ah, so wait a minute. But if that's the case, it comes out that... But we do have some scenarios where the second and third, you could be chayiv.
Right.
It depends how you have to do a few things. Now Ram says, how could you be chayv? I thought we said it's not an oath. It can't be chal, right? Isn't that we learned a couple chapters ago?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, Im Kain, if that's the case, that we see you could be chayv for the second and third answers. Mom, why did they say ain't shvuah chal shvuah? Oath doesn't fulfill an oath. We see it does. So he says like this, She'im lo nishal va'achola, if I don't knock it off and I eat it, what it means, ein chayev alachas, you only chayev one thing. In other words, only chayev for one. But it still can be activated. Right. That's what he's saying. In other words, if I make three oaths, one after the other, and now I eat, I'm only chayev for one. That's what it's saying, chayev for one. But it's possible the second oath still needs to be nullified. Still needs to be nullified. I can't be chayiv on it. But if I knock out the first one totally, now I really have to knock out the second one because it has to be nullified. Only potentially.
So let me
not always. It not always. Because what if you never uprooted the first one? Second and third aren't going to come into effect, but they could come into effect.
So let's say.
So I don't know anything more. It's too complicated.
The simple question here is:
I don't know the
answer. Let's say you ate, and then now you get punished for the first one, and then that's
still there. It's still there.
If you ate again, now can you get punished for the second one?
No, you're still punished for the first one.
No, you already got punished.
First one didn't, but first one did not leave. First one did not leave
until the whole day.
Yeah, you could get punished. Well, you violated, and it's violated, but you still shouldn't eat any more.
So
you shouldn't eat any more.
Does the second one activate?
I don't think so.
And if you get punished, and then the third one activates?
I don't think so.
I don't get disappear.
No, the first one's still there. First one's still there.
When you go to nullify, do you have to nullify each one separately?
It's
going to be the same reason.
Well, what you'd have to do is nullify the first one first, then the second one second. And the third one, third. And
not necessarily. It sounds like you go in reverse order.
No, but that one. Not really. Shouldn't do that. That's logically, you should go in order. Yeah. The first one is there. Knock it out. Now, the second one comes into play. Knock that one out. Third one.
I appreciate that's the order, but the Rambam.
I understand. That's why there's certain things I just don't.
But
understand.
I'm curious as to whether when you nullify, you have to bring a reason why you're nullifying. It's
yeah,
going
that's
to be the
yes.
same reason for each. Can you just?
But you can only nullify one. There's only one on the table.
You said, if I'd known this,
the second,
I would have
remember,
this.
You can't nullify a vow till it goes into effect. It doesn't go into effect till the first one's off.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you'd go in, nullify that, then walk out the door and say,
"That's
the
right.
same reason I want to nullify
that's right.
too."
That's right. That's what you should really be doing. Okay. And if you don't, you're going to get lashed for the second one.
So.
Right? That's the real thing he's saying. The real chiddush he's saying is, even though if you don't nullify anything, you can't get punished for the second and third, but they're still around. That's the point. And they could be activated, and you could get punished for them. Mm-hmm. That's the idea. Some of the details are a little bit difficult to work out. That's all I'm saying.
If a wife makes a vow for the future...
That's a different thing.
No, but if you hear it, you're saying the husband can't nullify it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
No,
that has nothing to do with that. That is just it's not based on logic or anything. I don't want it. It's not there.
When you first hear about it, isn't it?
Finished. It breaks all the rules. Whole yeah. set of different rules. Okay. Wife says, "Yeah, and you only have today to do it."
Yeah, that's what I'm
was
saying.
It when you first hear about
that's
it?
What I think.
When does the clock start? I thought it was when you hear about it.
That's yeah. it. So you got that day till the sun sets.
Not the day she said it, but
the day
she's
aware of it. They are
aware of
it.
Aware of it.
Yeah. You got to knock it out. You don't knock right. it out, you're in trouble. And then you can try to be mater neder, but that yeah. she has to want to mater neder. It's different. Yeah, we'll get to that. That's the laws of Nadarm.
Can I ask, is releasing different than nullification?
It depends what you mean, but matir shvua is different than mefer neder. We discussed that before, so it's different. When a husband nullifies a wife's thing, it works on a whole different system than a person saying, "I regret making an oath." It's a different system.
Yeah, because it's using these words. You know, we're talking
about. Yeah, I understand,
right now,
but right now we're just talking about releasing a person from an oath. That's what we're talking about.
So, when they say nullification in English, they're talking
means
about
releasing you from the oath.
Yeah, okay.
Yudches. Now, here's the interesting one. Mi shenishba shvuas bitui lehabo v'shiker b'shvuasam. We're now going back to a shvuas bitui. Bitui says, "I swear I'm not going to eat challah tomorrow." That's a shvuas bitui. That's an expression of what you will or won't do. Lehabo, for the future. V'shiker b'shvuasam. And he broke it. He didn't do what he said. "I'm not going to eat bagels tomorrow." He does eat bagels tomorrow. At that point, is he chayev?
Sure.
He's been warned, everything. Mazed, what's the law? What's the punishment?
Lashes.
If he said, "I know I'm doing, but I didn't realize I have to bring a korban or whatever, or punishment," then he brings a korban, right? Okay, fine. Now, let's say, Kigon Shanishpa Shalo Yochel Pasul, he said, I'm not going to eat this bread, and he eats it. Okay, now let's think. Oh, this is a real good one. You're going to like, the guy can get out of everything here. So after Sha'ochla, now he ate it. Clearly, the witnesses said, you are now transgressing, you shouldn't lie in this. I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. He eats it, so we're going to take it to court, and you're going to get lashed 39. Right? Kodem Shavir Karbano, so after he eats it, before he brings the korban, Imha Yashogig, if it was unintentional, meaning unintentional means he didn't know the punishment was there. Or before he gets lash mazed, he can still get out of it all. You know why? All he has to do is regret that he made the oath.
Even after he's broken?
Yes, that's the point. Nichem, what if he regrets, but truly regret? Not, I regret it because I'm going to get lashed. Had you known you were going to do it, then you're going to get lashed. No, that's not regret. I didn't regret the oath. I regret getting punished. It has to be a legit. They're going to ask him a lot on this one. Yeah, that could be an easy one to get by. He said, had I known that I couldn't hold myself back from this and that, and this, it would be very hard, but theoretically, and he goes to Chacham for legitimate reasons. And now clearly we can see many illegitimate reasons. Okay? I don't care. I can get lashed. I don't care. This or that. And then he thinks, well, you know, I was really stupid. And I shouldn't have done it, and this, and again, it's not going to be easy. But let's say the Bez says, you know, we feel he's legitimate. Let's assume he is legitimate. Okay, they release it. Hareza puter mina korban nigmar, because he doesn't bring the korban the lashes, because the oath has been retroactively removed. Now if it's retroactively removed. What did he do wrong when he ate it? Nothing. Even though at the time he did. But once it's been removed, that's the chiddush. Even though you've transgressed it, and if somehow you truly regret it, now that's a very big somehow, and I'm not going to say that's going to be easy. But if you theoretically could and you did, then it's like the vow the oath did not exist. Then there really was something wrong with eating that bread. The only thing wrong with that bread is that I wasn't going to do it. But if we undo it, then there's nothing wrong with eating that bread.
But the time you ate it,
how about this? Doesn't matter. So what?
You think at the time he ate it, he was still under that?
So what?
Oath, and he...
So what? He was. This is tshuva, man. This is like his ultimate tshuva. The guy says, okay, now I regret it. So it's retroactive. That's
what
the
tshuva is. Tshuva is retroactive.
Ella Afilukov, so let's say they tied him up to the lashing post.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're ready to go. Okay, ready, number... Wait a minute!
As long as they don't give him the first one.
But... Look, a finishal, and he asked me to, they release it, cut him, shaskil, alkos, raise him, he's putter. But once they start the first lash, then you're finished. You can't get out of it. Once the first lash starts, he can't get it. Maybe he regrets it most then. Doesn't matter. He can't get it. But that's an incredible chiddush. But really, you understand it. Isn't that what tshuva is all about? You went and killed somebody, right, without witnesses or anything. You could do tshuva. And it undoes.
If there's witnesses, then what are you going to do? You're going to say,
they didn't warn.
I'm sorry, I did. No, they warned him. A murder.
If he's warned, it's different.
But he's warned about this. In this case, he was warned.
No, but this is an oath. It's not killing somebody.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Okay. So if
he's warned, then he has to get killed. You can revoke a vow, not a murder. But in Hilchos Tshuva,
how much of a financial thing or something like that? You warn him, and there'll be damages if you do that. Can you just say it? I regret it. I don't know.
Okay,
it depends. It depends. All right, let's move on.
So if he said, I really regret taking a vow to become a nazir, can he the same thing?
Yeah. That's a netter. Sure. You have to go through the laws of being matter netter. Yes. I didn't know it would be so hard. I can't take it anymore. I want to make it as
I need to cut my hair. I
never knew it was that hard. I thought not drinking wine for 3 days would not be so hard. I'm climbing up the walls. I didn't know I was such an alcoholic. I'm ripping my hair out. I have suicidal tendencies right now. I think I'm going to kill myself. So, okay, please, you got to annul that vow for me. Okay.
So you just said a vow instead of.
I meant an oath. I'm meaning an oath.
But the vows and oaths are different?
Yeah, there's a whole different section on vows. Okay. Vows are more on objects. Oaths are more on actions. That's a general idea. All right, we begin the seventh chapter. Rolling What did I do here? Wait, I got to fix this up. This is 6. Martin, I hope you're going to see if I'm fixing it. 7. Okay. Now we're moving on to Shvuas HaPikaron, the third type of oath. Generally, let's go over Shvuas HaPikaron. It's when you make an oath in any way denying you owe someone money, no matter which way. Even though Pikaron means a deposit, but there's multiple ways a guy can have a monetary claim on you and multiple different ways you can deny the claim. So if you make an oath to counter his claim, and you say, I swear I did not borrow $100 from you. I swear I never got a deposit. I swear I did not steal money. I swear I paid you your wages. All those things. We say mezid and shogeg is no different than that halacha. The Torah doesn't make a difference. And what happens? You pay the keren, you pay the principal, chomesh, a fifth from the inside, which is 25%, and an asham vadai korban is brought. And doesn't matter, shogeg, mezid is the same, only ones, if we totally didn't realize what was going on, whatever, then you don't have anything. Anyway, so now we're going to discuss these laws. Okay? Now, they have their own special circumstances over here. So the first rule he's going to say is you have to nullify a claim that if you would... Now, some of this guy claims money, we're going to explain in a minute. I could say, I owe you $100. If you would have said, yes, I do, I'd have to give him $100. But there are some claims, I'll say in a minute what, if I say, yes, I do, I don't have to pay. A knas, a fine. Let's say I stole in stealth.
And then I came and admitted.
Now, the guy comes to me and he thinks I was the ganav. He says, you know, I think you went in my house last night. You know, you're the only one that had keys. Come on, did you take it? I didn't take it. I'm asking again, did you take it? Now, let's see. Let's say he did, yeah? Now, if he would admit he took it, there's $100 that he has to pay,
sure.
But the other $100, if he admits, moda b'knas is putter. So now, we're going to say like this. If you deny something that had you admitted you'd have to pay, then if you deny it, that's exactly what Shavuos Pikaron is. You lied to avoid paying. But if you lied to avoid a knas, because had you admitted you wouldn't have paid anyway, then you don't have, the rule doesn't apply to a certain extent, in terms of the knas. And that's what that's the first rule he's going to say. Hatovea chaver b'mama. The guy makes a claim, a monetary claim. Now, if he would have admitted and he would have had to pay, but now he went and denied it. She'im hoidelo, if he would have admitted, Chayav shall have to pay. And now instead of admitting the kofar, he denied Venetian, and he swore. Oh, shishbeah tovea, or the guy makes a claim against it. And the kofar, and he denies it. He doesn't say, the guy says, you know, I know you did it, and you really did it, this, and you know, I want you to swear. And he doesn't swear, but he just says, I deny it. Doesn't swear. Still, it doesn't matter. You know, in other words, he did not agree to the oath adjured by the claimant. It's a little different law than Shavuos Bitu. Shavuos Bitu, you must make an oath. Here, he doesn't have to go that far. Even if he just says, no, I totally deny what you're saying. You know, I want you to swear to me. I just deny that I have it.
That's still an oath?
It's not, but it's enough to make you chayiv here. That's like an exception to the rule. You don't have to say exactly, I swear to it. The guy's saying, I want you to swear to it, but you don't, but you're denying the claim. This is the exception. You'll still be chayiv. He's still considered chayiv on a shvuas, because even though it's not an oath, the Gemara goes to explain from the psukim, you hear all kinds of proofs, but you transgress.
It's the same whether he says, I swear I did.
Right. In this case, unique case, the guy says, I want you to swear. And instead of saying, I swear, you say, I deny
owning it. You say, I deny, but I don't swear.
That's right. You're still going to be chayiv.
Even if you say, I don't swear?
Yes. That's a chiddush. It goes through the psukim that proved to you why it is. That's a chiddush. Anyway, but you're chayiv. He didn't say amen. Guy says, swear to me this. Now, if he would say amen, that would be like swearing. He says, I deny it. So he didn't really make the oath, but that's a chiddush. They learn a gzeiros akosov that you're still chayiv for. It's an extension, and it's considered a form. But that's when what? Sheshvuas hapikaron echad hanishbe b'yas. By shvuas hapikaron, doesn't matter if you swore yourself. Vechad shishbeh achar, it doesn't matter if the guy adjures you and you just deny. Afishon amen chayv. Even didn't say amen, he's chayv. That's a chiddush. It's an exception to the rule. It's just letting you know. But it's only on one. Shikfiraso, Achashishpil, when you deny after the guy wants you to make the oath, Hatovea, the guy who makes the claim, Kanyas, it's considered like a main. That's the Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. There's some Psukkim that learn it out from Psukkim. That's Chiddush number one. But parenthetically, it's only what? If you denied something that had you admitted, you'd have to pay. Which is opening up. But what if I would have denied it and if I would have admitted, I wouldn't have had to pay? Then you really didn't deny having to pay anything as work. But that's only like fines and things like that. Okay, how much time do we got? We can do one more. It's a short one. Base. Tvoba Maman, but now here's the opposite. What if he claims money? Shimi Yodel, if he would have admitted, the Yomer and say, yeah, Kena Davar, it's so. Lo ha yechav, he wouldn't have to pay. There's all kinds of fines. What if you kill somebody who's having a Kanani? Right, there's different things that are just, they're just fines.
Kofar.
Rape a woman. It's a fine. There's different things that are just called a knas. I'm just saying, there's various knasos. It's a straight knas. If you go to court and you just admit a knas, you don't have to pay. Okay? So, Kigon Shetovina, the guy claimed a knas against him. He said, you stole my ammo, you shechted and sold it, and you have to pay me five.
Yeah.
Well, the guy could say, I admit it, they don't have to pay you one. All right? If he denied it, he's not going to have to pay the extra for it. He'll have to pay the one, because they'd be high anyway. But
why wouldn't he just go ahead and deny it then?
What?
He's not risking anything by denying it. Well, if he's proven wrong.
Well, you got to pay the fifth. You got to pay the fifth and the korban also. Don't forget.
Oh.
Right? Shein ar mishayim knas if he asks for, because a person doesn't have to pay a knas if he admits. So what if a cover mishayim, let's say he denied on a knas, and had he admitted he wouldn't have to pay? He's not chai for the shvuas apikadon. He's not going to have to pay the. There's nothing to pay. There's no chomesh. There's no korban. But guess what? He's chai on another shvua. What's that? For lying. It's not denying they owe you the money, but for chai for shvuas bitui. You're chai for making a lying statement. That's a different form of oath. That's your chai on, and that you would get lashed, or bring a different korban for that.